been doing a lot of work over the last couple of years on our shopping experience, but it wasn't initially our intent to change the name. What we really focused on was looking at how we could change our stores and our shopping experience to better meet the needs of our customers, both now and going forward into the future. And that required us to take a lot of looks at our strengths, our weaknesses, to be very introspective and objective in terms of what we do today and what we could be better at. And while there were a lot of things that we do very well that will provide the foundation for the stores going forward, we also identified a number of elements that we could add to the shopping experience that would enhance our customers' experience in our stores for the future. So we really actually started with a customer experience in mind. And then what happened was, you know, after we developed this customer experience and the vision that we had, including a look and a feel and a personality that we wanted the store to have, then we held up our name, Price Chopper, against that vision. And it became pretty clear at that point that we had to change the name because it just didn't reflect where we're going in the future, and it was a very limiting name.
Obviously, it's a very big decision to make. Price Chopper is one of those names. It's kind of like Fryhoffer's or maybe Hoffman's Playland. It's one of those names that people in the Capital District really identify with locally. So this was not a decision made lightly, was it?
It was not a decision we made lightly at all. And in fact, you know, as I said, our intent wasn't really to change the name from the beginning. But when we really looked at what we wanted to do for our customers and the experience we want to create, and fast forward 10 years and envisioned all of these stores that had been changed over to the experience that we're looking to achieve, we kind of realized at that point that the name just wasn't consistent with where we were going as a company. And as difficult as it was, we realized at that point that the name needed to be changed. At the same time, we're doing a number of things that are going to bring the Price Chopper legacy along with us into these new Market 32 stores. We've got our Price Chopper brand that will continue to give our customers national brand quality at a savings. We've got our Advantage card and our Fuel Advantage program that will continue to be part of the Market 32 experience. So there are a number of really positive elements that people have come to know and love and associate with Price Chopper that will continue into the new store. In addition to that, of course, the logo, as you can see, has Buy Price Chopper at the bottom as a really nice reminder and an endorsement of the prior store.
How did you decide on this name? Did you bring in some professional branding consultants, or did the executives at Golub sit around a table and just come up with some ideas? How did this all come about?
Yeah, probably 20 years ago, we might have sat around a table and tried to pick a name. But today, with the data that's available to us and research that's available to us, we really need to take advantage of all of that. And so we did bring in an outside resource to help us to select the name. Actually, the resource is the same resource that the same company that helped us through our store design process. So they really knew where we want our brand to go, where we want our experience to go, and they were in a very good position to help us to determine what name would be most appropriate for this company, given where we were going with our stores.
And this is going to be a gradual process over years. Why was that decision made rather than just changing all the stores at once?
Changing all the stores at once would require renaming the stores without really changing the experience. You know, we don't have the financial resources to really go in and make the kinds of changes that we need to make to the experience in all of our stores all at once, nor do we have the resources from a people standpoint. So what we did was we realized that over time, each of the stores, as we update them, will change to this new experience, and that's when they will get the new name.